Trump tariff threat over Greenland unacceptable. European leaders say NASA's mega moon rocket arrives at launch pad for Artemis II mission. Iran's supreme leader acknowledges thousands killed during recent protests. Big names on Trump's peace panel face huge challenges in Gaza. U.S. judge restricts ICE response to Minneapolis protesters. Ugandan leader extends 40-year rule after winning contested poll. Avalanches kill 5 off-piste skiers in Austrian Alps. Paracetamol is safe in pregnancy, says study refuting Trump autism claims. Japanese mayor apologizes after calling staff human scum. Google appeals landmark antitrust verdict over search monopoly. Syrian army moves east of Aleppo after Kurdish forces withdraw. Under fire from the sea, families in Odessa try to escape Russian barrage. From camouflage to tracksuits, Guinea's junta leader becomes civilian president. Machado vows to lead Venezuela when right time comes. CIA director had 2-hour meeting with new Venezuelan leader in Caracas. China and Canada announced tariffs relief after a high-stakes meeting between Carney and Xi. Myanmar begins defense in landmark genocide case at UN court. U.S. accuses South African military of cozying up to Iran. What a 7th term for 81-year-old leader means for Uganda. Fazal Islam, Trump's Greenland threats to allies are without parallel. Young 40s, Gen Z has found a new way to mock millennials for their style in South Korea. Who is on Trump's Board of Peace overseeing Gaza's reconstruction? Canada's deal with China signals it is serious about shift from U.S. A faceless hacker stole my therapy notes. Now my deepest secrets are online forever. Trump's proposed credit card cap spotlights Americans' debt. Would it help? A hotline to report vapors and caning if you're caught. Singapore's e-cigarette crackdown. The mysterious singer with millions of streams, but who or what is she? Man swims in flooded Sydney golf course after heavy rain. Watch, armed group robs Pokemon store in New York City. South African National Park closed due to floods. Why is there so much international interest in Greenland? Anger and frustration, BBC reports from Iranian-Armenian border. Who is Reza Pahlavi, the son of Iran's last Shah? Bafe says silver is vastly overvalued, but retail demand could lift it to $170. Exclusive, U.S. moving fast to expand Chevron's Venezuela license. Energy Secretary Wright tells Reuters. White House seeks emergency power auction for largest U.S. electric grid. U.S. not currently considering using Venezuelan oil in exchange to fill strategic reserve. Energy Department says oil prices settle up as U.S. begins holiday weekend. International oil companies push for quick reforms in Venezuela to give them control over oil exports. U.S. Energy Department explores Venezuelan oil exchange for SPR, Reuters. Kyiv has only half of the electricity it needs. Mayor says Canada's Carney hails warmer ties with China and signs energy pact. Ukraine able to meet only 60% of electricity need after Russian attacks. Russian stocks lower at close of trade. MOEX, Russia index unchanged. Trump administration touts push to lower car prices, de-emphasize EVs. FinTech and Crypto 2026 Outlook, Mizuho lists 6 key themes. Analysis, American CEOs push back on Trump. MildlyInvesting.com stocks of the week, FIFA 2026 World Cup, to drive unprecedented attention to U.S. live events. Jefferies says it's hard to understand why Tesla is delaying robotaxi scaling. BofA is most positive on these 2 EU sectors going into earnings. Total Energies versus BP, which stock is better as refining margins thin? As China reforms shift wealth from property to equities, UBS sees a slow bull. U.S. manufacturing production rises on primary metal surge, outlook unclear. U.S. homebuilder sentiment eases in January amid affordability constraints. Industrial production steady, outpaces forecasts. Canadian housing starts rose 5.6% in 2025 as December beats expectations.